You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Well, hey there, everybody. It's me, Joe Thrashenkill. You're listening to another thrilling episode of the Toilet of Hell radio show, joined, of course, by the 365 Days of Horror, or as I like to call him, Jordan. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Can't complain, my friend. You know, we sometimes do on this program very special themed episodes. And with your permission, I would like to officially declare this now a themed episode.
It's kind of like a special after school special that they used to show in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I guess they just stopped doing that now because no one watches TV anymore.
I mean, surely like there exists a market for that, right?
There's lots they probably show them in schools and like force kids to watch them still. But
yeah,
I don't know. Saturday afternoons are spent flipping through TikTok, I guess, now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a real generational divide there with the TV. So maybe after school TikTok specials is what they need to do. You know, 15-second videos that get the point across of like, don't drive drunk, don't play Dungeons and Dragons, et cetera, et cetera. I think that might do it.
Dancing to a Taylor Swift song and pointing at boxes saying, don't do steroids.
Yeah. I think that'd be perfect. Boy, it's a lot cheaper and a lot easier to do this than hire real professionals, make an actual production where people get paid. We can just, dance and point to the box. I like that. That's a good idea.
I mean, do you see ads now? They pay people millions of dollars to come up with some of this stuff. And I was just having this conversation yesterday about how they now have the Cadbury egg commercial again with the animals.
The one that's been on TV for 30 years.
Yeah. How there's ads that like are still played to this day that are classic advertisements, like that one. You have the Campbell soup ad where the kid's a snowman and then melts when he eats the sodium soup.
Yeah.
the Jingle Bells Hershey Kisses ones. There's a couple out there, and it's just
The M&M's one where they meet Santa, and that has been on the air since I think I was 4 years old.
Yeah, and just like now it's just like noise at you, very loud, louder than the show you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, here is a new medicine that may kill you, but we're gonna dance and sing at you, and 3 weeks later you'll never see it again.
Yeah, man. Speaking of which, like the fucking ads for Mounjaro and Ozempic and shit that are constantly on Tubi, and I keep getting people in the ER due to complications from taking fucking Mounjaro and Ozempic.
But the dancing people told me to take Jardian. It'll lower my A1C.
Yeah. Along with, diet and exercise. Along with...
Speaking of Tubi, an ad I got, I think just yesterday or 2 days ago, it was like specifically about charity and relief for oppressed Christians in the world.
Oh my God, that's insane. I was watching Columbo last night on Tubi because, of course, I was.
Because you're fully settling into being an old man.
Okay, so every time I tell people that I've been watching Columbo, I either get you're old or you're autistic. Those are the two reactions that I've gotten.
Okay,
from people.
Mine wasn't that mean then.
I'm okay with being a middle-aged autistic man. That's all right with me if it's all right with everybody else, okay?
Anyway, one more thing before I go.
Columbo is fucking pimp tight. I don't know if you have ever watched it. I was like, yeah, that's for old people or whatever when I was a kid. And then, there were all those memes that came up when people were rewatching it during the pandemic or whatever. But like, it actually fucking rules. It is a really, really enjoyable program. You know, every episode is like an hour and a half long. So it's a full on movie, each one. And like you have like Steven Spielberg did an episode of one of the early seasons. Like, it's really fucking good television. I forgot
when you start doing a Murder, She Wrote, we can do a watch along.
Okay. Now I do remember watching Murder, She Wrote as a child and I was thinking like that is for old people specifically. That and fucking PBS's Mystery with the absolute bone chilling intro. Anyway, where was I getting with? Oh yeah. So every ad that I got on Tubi last night while trying to watch Columbo was from some right-wing guy running for Congress in Mississippi. He's like, I'm gonna stand up to Joe Biden and the socialist agenda or whatever, which, it's a miss on that for multiple reasons, but also like, I'm not anywhere near Mississippi. And Tubi, I guess, just took all of this guy's money to broadcast ads to somebody who could not possibly voted for him, even if he wanted to, which I assure you that I do not want to.
Yeah, what's at least in traditional television advertisement, when it comes to political advertising, some campaigns will advertise to stations that are either closer to a border with another state or in that other state because people in your state will watch it. So it's
Sure.
just, and they got money to burn, so they might as well do that.
But I would like to say that we're not bordered. Like, we got Arkansas and Louisiana in the way.
And they
So
probably just try to get money from people who be like, oh, hell yeah, brother.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
The contingent of hardcore MAGA Republicans that are watching fucking Columbo on Tubi.
Those
Anyway.
are your brothers and sisters in arms.
I guess so. I guess so.
This episode theme inspired by what I said last week during when we were talking about Unleash the Archers using AI lyrics.
It was actually because I was thinking about the AI lyrics, and I was thinking specifically about something we talked about, I think, a year ago. Do you remember the Big Six?
The big six that has changed multiple times because these deathcore vocalists are just so busy they couldn't possibly hurgle gurgle into their laptop for a collaboration song.
Yeah, for anybody that somehow forgot, the Big Six was a very short-lived collaboration between a variety of deathcore vocalists to create a quote-unquote super group. They released a single. We read the lyrics on this show, and they haunted me, Jordan. It's one of the few things that we've talked about on the show that is stuck in the back of my mind because the lyrics to that song were so baffling, and that the only explanation I can give for it is that they were written by a primitive AI. Absolutely nothing made sense there. And it got me thinking, deathcore is still a quote unquote popular genre. You and I don't really give a shit about any of that. Most of the people that care about the Toilet of Hell don't give a shit about deathcore, I would say. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's fair. I think there's a few bands that maybe people grew up with and have since moved on from that, will still hold a special place in their darkened hearts. But overall, it's not a genre we really cover or enjoy.
Yeah, and it's I did the hack there where you're like, I'm not really sure what deathcore bands there are. I'm gonna look at the Wikipedia list of deathcore artists, right? In shockingly brief list for as much deathcore has been thrown around at us over the last 10 to 15 years.
I guess it's when you kind of step back and look at it, there's a small number of bands
That made
that
it.
are just constantly touring with each other and just flipping out one or two bands. But I don't know. I feel like your local scene is still mostly metalcore bands.
I think that they can kind of they go back and forth. It's metalcore and deathcore for the local scenes from what I've seen. I don't know. What I'm trying to say here though is that with deathcore in particular, there were a handful of bands that really did well when it first kind of came onto the scene, like Suicide Silence, etc., fucking Acacia Strain, shit like that. And then a lot of people have tried and failed to make any headway with it. That's how I see it anyway.
Yeah, I like, what are you going to do with the genre other than like what Lorna Shore has done,
And
where
I've been thinking about Lorna Shore quite a bit, actually, Jordan, because
Just staying up at night, your fists clenched, staring at the ceiling. Lorna Shore.
what to do with this Lorna Shore?
Stroking your beard.
And you and I have been baffled by their rise to fame, and I think I've unlocked it, Jordan. I think that Lorna Shore, the secret to their success is that they do all of the things that are expected of a deathcore band with a degree of competency that none of these other bands can really touch.
I'd agree with that.
I okay, let's get this out of the way. The point of this show, this particular themed episode, is we're going to read deathcore lyrics. Now, if that sounds painful to you, boy, you didn't have to dig through all this shit.
You didn't have to read. You didn't have to go to darklyrics.com and go through all of this stuff.
But out of curiosity, I went through because, if you listen to a Lord Ashore song, what you hear is
Hey.
you're never gonna hear a single lyric. But I read through them, like, you know what? This Will Ramos guy, he puts together an interesting narrative, right? He puts his words together well, even though they will never, ever, ever, ever come across in the song itself.
Like Converge.
Right. So, I was like, well, okay, I can see why, the Hot Topic teens of the day, they kind of are getting into this, sort of like the Hot Topic teens of my day were getting into Cradle of Filth. I see them fitting a similar niche, to be honest with you. But in comparison, everyone else that I looked at, see me after class. That's what I got to say about that.
It just, that's all it says on the paper in red pen, see
Yeah.
me.
As an unhappy face sticker.
I once, it reminded me, I had throughout my schooling, when I had a either teacher I didn't like or a subject I didn't like, I just wouldn't try.
Yeah.
Like, just didn't care, wouldn't
Same.
study, whatever, give me a C, whatever. I think it was eighth grade science class, didn't like the class, didn't like the teacher. Whenever she'd hand out like results from a test or a quiz, she would be like, "No, Steve, good job. Emily, way to go." And then would hand me my paper turned upside down and not say anything.
Incredible. Incredible. Boy, sometimes I think about school and just like, wow, absolutely fucking miserable, man.
It's a wonder why we're all screwed up.
I know, right? So here's the thing. I have collected more shitty lyrics than I know what to do with. A lot of these I have not vetted past you, so we'll see how that goes. Typically I need Jordan to keep a wire on me like I'm working on a high beam on a construction site.
I just got one of those child vests with leashes so you don't run
The
away.
monkey backpack.
You're my mojo. I just have to carry you around in a baby Bjorn, and when you get fussy, I give you a seltzer in the glass bottle.
Exactly. So I don't know, Jordan, where do you want to, I can start with something here if you like. You can start with something there. What do you want to do?
So we'll preface this all with we went through like mostly well-known
Mostly,
bands.
yeah.
And again, this isn't a genre we listen to, so we're sorry if we're missing like a very explicitly stupid song. This is just all we could handle mentally. There is a lot of misogyny in just about all of
Yeah.
these bands, like a lot. So we're gonna say some of those lyrics. We've tried to avoid the particularly brutal ones.
Like I will say this, I Declare War, a band that we have talked a lot of shit on over the years, well deserved, by the way. They have some lyrics here that are just like so fucking bleachingly awful that it's actually inappropriate for this show. This show where we talk about literally anything to make fun of it. I feel that strongly about it. Just like the severe sexual misogyny, rape fantasies, et cetera, just I really hope these guys get fucking murdered.
It sounds like that should be our next t-shirt.
Yeah. In like the Impact font, I hope I Declare get fucking murdered.
So yeah, you can start wherever you want. I think throughout reading these lyrics, it is going to confirm a lot of biases for people who don't particularly like the genre.
Yeah, I imagine that's about right. For my credit here, I was trying to avoid some easy ones. So, for example, no Amir on my part. I wasn't going. We all know that Frankie Palmieri is a subliterate moron. We don't need to like get further into it.
Yeah, that'd be like shooting fish in a barrel or electrocuting fish in a barrel.
All right. Let's start here. Traitors. Do you know traitors?
I was one of them in the Big Six.
That's exactly it. Yes. Because my brain is not too good with this horse shit, I started with all of the bands that were in the Big Six.
That's a good starting point. I mean, they're supposed to be a super group. They're supposed to be the best of the best. So
Yeah.
start with the best.
So this is, I think, the top rated song on genius.com, formerly Rap Genius, if y'all remember all of that, from the band Traitors, called Menace to Society. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
And you know, when we read this out loud, you all know what a deathcore sounds like. They all have the same rhythm. They all have the same vocal pattern. You can just do it in your head. So here we go. Fuck the world. They need me to survive. Without people like me, you will never strive. Respect is not fucking earned. It's taken from people, and none of you can fucking hide. So starting there, you know, it's gonna sound exactly like "fuck the world" without people like you, strong. Yeah, and then you know the next verse they'll go higher pitch voice. Anyway, they want to see me in chains, head in my hands, and I'm full of my shame. I'm unrestrained, still fucking deranged, losing control. I'm enraged. There's a lot of deaf poetry jam going on here.
My name is Traders, and I'm here to say.
Still, I'm asking why. Do you all try to just test me? You need a reason to fucking forget me? Pity the weak. What did I expect from people who need to leech off my success? Fuck.
Fuck.
I'm so sick of the shit. I keep hearing the same fucking names. Still on my mountain with all of you to fucking blame. Broken out of my cage.
And I'm calling a cab.
Still pissed off and fucked up. I'm blind with a frantic rage. Sorry, I'm just imagining fucking Dennis Reynolds.
I am untethered.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds. There is no end to my insanity, no solutions to my delusions. Until I'm broken, I'm a menace to society. Fuck. Egocentric. You're taking all the credit. You better step the fuck back. Don't talk back or regret it. Are you ready for the breakdown?
I suppose.
The world has heroes and false gods. It turns out everyone's a fucking fraud. All of you are fucking worthless frauds. Couldn't think of another line there, I guess. You're all just worthless. May you sink in my own pool of misery. Drown in my hate, because all of you have forsaken me. I'm lashing out at everyone and everything. I'll put you out of your fucking misery. And to just repeat here, I'll put you out of your fucking misery. Your fucking misery. What do you think?
Dudes will start deathcore bands instead of going to therapy.
The thing is, like, this is dumb or whatever, but as we're gonna go along, this is going to be pretty much identical to like seven other
Yeah,
songs.
this is baseline. That could be any band that we're going to talk about.
So, and here's the thing I've noticed. Within deathcore, you have two different strains. You have this crew of white guys called, you know, with a song called Menace to Society, where they're like doing these absolutely bargain basement rhymes about how you have to respect them and the haters need to step off and all of that. And then you have the alternative, which is the guys that do these elaborate medieval Dark Souls fantasies with words that they don't really understand.
Just taking names from all the bosses and gurgling about swirling terrors and giant swords.
I didn't really plan on talking about it on the show, but yes, Jordan, as a matter of fact, you would be shocked with the number of songs that I found here that are just straight, literally the names of Dark Souls bosses. Been playing the Dark Souls games lately, so I'm familiar with them. And like reading the lyrics, they're just like recounting the lore that they read on fucking Fextra Life, the wiki for all this shit. Really embarrassing stuff, but people seem to love it. What do I know?
Yeah, great. At least pick an old game or something that's not so obvious that other people are doing.
Yeah, like there are tons and tons of bands doing the Dark Souls thing right now. But where, I must ask, are the bands doing the Snow Brothers inspired, lyrics?
Someone do a song about Parasite Eve.
Absolute fuck. Parasite Eve was a great game.
I love that game.
Dino Crisis. How about
Yes.
that?
Turok.
Could be a little iffy with the Native American talk there, I suppose. But yeah, there are tons of options that are not Dark Souls. I like Dark Souls, don't get me wrong. I think that's a fun series of games. But there are so many games, if you are desperate for lyrical inspiration, that are not the Dark Souls series. Just throwing that out there. Duke Nukem.
Fallout.
Fucking Onimusha.
Blades of Steel.
NFL Blitz.
Madden 93.
Contra.
Skate or Die.
Fuck. Skate or Die 2, that had that sick ass song at the beginning. Skate or die. Skate or die. Da 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 da. I'm actually gonna flip that bit in here right now. That was my favorite song when I was a kid. Last one, because I think it would inspire some really sick music. California Games.
I still have that.
That was a sick fucking game, dude.
Just roller skating down the beach and
Hacky sacky.
surfing and a sharky too.
All right, this is it. I guess we're done with the nostalgia corner here. We can move
Okay,
on
back
here.
to the bad stuff.
Yeah, back to the bad stuff. That was my contribution, Menace to Society, from Traitors. Thank you, Traitors. Thank you for your contribution here. What do you got?
I have a number of things, and we'll just start right off the bat. Do you remember the band Winds of Plague?
I do. That's a fucking blast from the past,
People
man.
who listen to the show may remember when we talked about they had a song with the Ultimate Warrior, where he like just read his insane poetry over like a crummy song.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They have a song called Reloaded off their album Decimate the Weak.
Okay.
Tonight. Tonight, the world is ours. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers?
Yeah,
This is Winds of Plague on that 2008 shit.
you're so
Yeah.
2000 and late.
We've got the world in the palm of our hands. Bustas fall down when we're barking commands.
Incredible.
Atlas ain't got shit on our steez. Kick out the chair and get on your knees. We're not strangers, but we'll never be friends. Pray to your God when you're meeting your end. Hope is dead. Revelations begin. We're not strangers, but we'll never be friends. Lift your head. Look around. Can't you see? We were born into a world so bleak. We claim this night, still standing tall, casting shadows. You indulge concrete.
What?
A call to arms will bring the revolution. A call to arms, pillaging, annihilate man. And here's the breakdown. Going to take every word and shove it down your fucking throat. Going to take every word and shove it down your fucking throat.
I see.
Break down the walls, rebuild society. Break down the fucking walls, rebuild society. We've got the world in the palm of our hands. Bustas fall down when we're barking commands. Hope is dead. Revolutions begin. We're not strangers, but we'll never be friends. Arise, the sun is near. Witness an uprising, see our strength. Witness an uprising, see our strength. Arise.
I see. I do
As
think.
we go on, we'll never be friends.
I think more bands should call out the year it is in the songs.
Nothing dates your song more than doing that.
Wow. It's even better if you call out the wrong year. Like, yeah, we're on that 1998 shit right now.
We're out of ideas. We're going back to the past.
Love that. Love that for us. Winds of Plague did have a moment in shit, man. What was it, 2009?
Something like that, way
Yeah,
back.
way back. They were like a band that people knew about very briefly and then never again. All right, moving on here.
You're a little quiet.
Moving on here. Sorry about that. I was away from the microphone.
Okay.
Left to Suffer. Are you familiar with Left to Suffer?
They're one of those names that's on a bill that my eyes just gloss over.
They were also one of the big six bands.
Sure.
Here we have Blissful Death, the opening track on A Year of Suffering. You ready?
Ready.
Patricide, the killing of one's father.
Yes,
Webster's
that
Dictionary
is correct.
defines patricide as, sorry, patricide, the killing of one's father, a song that cries to heaven. But don't be afraid. I hope the next time I see your face is when I'm fucking bashing it in. Writhing and rotting, my brain is allotting a gas line of hate that connects to my body. The struggle you feel, you never let me heal. Am I going insane or is negligence real? The reality is, there's no room for this pig serotonin. Has told me it's my turn to dig. Sorry, there's no room for this pig. Serotonin has told me it's my turn to dig.
Like for truffles.
If anybody can parse what the fuck he's talking about there, please write us. Fire up and incinerate worthless remains and watch as his pestilent rot turns to flames. Festering your absence. A sickness that sleeps in the back of my brain. You maggot, you coward, you scream, and she cowers. But you never gave a shit. Oh, here we go again. I watched you as you threw her to the floor. Oh my God, I wish you'd die. Oh, fuck. I'm reading that exactly as it is written out there with that many O's. What? So you think you're a man? Standing there with a bottle in your hand. I want to note that this is ex he just copied the red jumpsuit apparatus there.
So you think you're a
You're a
man
man
when
with
you
the
push your
bottle up. Yeah. I will never forget the look on your face. A sorrowful swine put you in your place. Burn, 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 fucking burn, bitch. Visions of your oh sweet blissful death haunt my mind like the coldest ever taunting breath. So luring, whispering thoughts more twisted, escalating to dreaming of the tomb I would visit. Once setting flame to flesh, embers enlighten, reflecting in the joyous tears bound to my eyes, accompanied by bleakened smile as I deliver you to the bowels of hell. Blood for blood, crawling at the walls of my skull. I fear myself, so luring I can't resist it. You fucking deadbeat. I hope the next time I see your face is when I'm fucking bashing it in. So, what did you think about Roget's thesaurus in action here?
definitely using some uncommon phrases and words to write a song I would assume is about beating up an abuser
I
or a
guess
rapist,
so. I don't
I
know, man.
think.
The thing is, like, I feel like that's something you could maybe make a little bit more direct if that's what you were trying to communicate.
It's a little
And
vague.
instead of going, "The reality is there is no room for this pig. Serotonin has told me it's my turn to dig." What the fuck are you talking about?
Wasn't there a line about like the walls of my skull?
Yeah, crawling inside the walls of my skull, a sickness that sleeps in the back of my brain. Like, all right, I get that you're trying to turn a phrase, but take a remedial class, man. Like, you're not quite there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, go to the local learning annex and take English 101.
Not a bad idea. All right, I'll hand the floor over to you on this one.
Remember the band whose vocalist pretended to be kidnapped on Twitter and then got into trouble because he was just lying?
Yeah, it was Upon a Burning Body, and they are probably one of the worst bands to ever exist.
So they're right in place with being on the show because I have lyrics for the song BMF.
BMF. What do you think that stands for?
I don't want to know. I don't got a problem with the way I'm living when I look around at the world's becoming.
Oh, nice. Off the bat, fucking killing it.
Stay the fuck out the way, 'cause it's my way.
My way or the highway. Sorry.
That's exactly what the lyric is.
No!
Stay the fuck out the way, 'cause it's my way or the highway.
I can't believe he did that, man. That's not, you can't, that is swagger jacking for real, though.
All of the money, just problems. All of the problems, I solve them. Yo, I'll solve it.
Yeah. Check out the
All of the
beat while my
shit,
DJ revolves.
exactly. All of the shit you've been talking, you don't want problems, you walking.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm living life on the wild side. Fuck you.
Oh,
Tattooed middle finger to the sky. Fuck you.
is that not like also like a fucking Kid Rock lyric or something?
I think so. I've definitely heard that before.
Yeah.
Bad boy till the day I die.
Oh my God. You think you're fucking Tupac now, you piece of shit from San Antonio? Fuck you.
That's correct. The next lyric is fuck you.
Yeah.
Feel the heat when I come alive. Step up. So I guess the theme of the song is that they're just taking lyrics from other places.
Yeah, it seems that way.
All that hype you've been spitting, going to get you knocked down. Another level put down. Y'all want to tear this place up? Give me a hell yeah. Y'all want to burn this place down? Let me hear hell yeah. Everybody else just looking for attention and mentions, but your intentions are to go the extra mile to troll my profile.
Jesus.
You are the punch to my lines. Your nights don't come close to mine. You wish that you could live this. Your vacation, that's my whole life. Then there's the chorus again. All that hype you've been spitting going to get you knocked down. Fuck the ones who doubt me. Talk shit about me. You're just a bitch, and I'm a bad motherfucker.
I see. I don't know that I buy any of the things he's saying here.
You don't think he's a paragon of virtue?
I don't think so. I don't think that my vacation is his reality or whatever. I think that he probably lives in a fucking van and plays 100 cap clubs on a semi-nightly basis when they can get on a tour, which is probably not that often. Pretty sad stuff. Pretty pathetic.
It just reminds me of Korn's Y'all Want a Single, but like, serious.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is a guy who has absorbed a lot of other people's art, but didn't allow it to actually make an impression on
He
him.
just remembers the big moments in movies, but none of the story.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like Trump watching Bloodsport, just fast forwarding through all the fucking boring ass dialogue to get to the death scenes. Yeah, pretty dumb stuff. I have Do you know who Fit for an Autopsy is?
Yeah, they're fairly active to this day. I always confuse them with Annotations of an Autopsy,
Oh
but
yeah.
same death metal, deathcore thing.
The thing is, I started looking at their lyrics and I realized, man, they have too many too many great ones, and they're fairly short, so we might have to do a couple of these if that's okay with you.
Yeah, you can run through them.
Okay, let's start off here with Salt Wound by Fit for Its Autopsy. Home in the absence of light. Hammer the rusted nail deeper into my side. Fill me with needles and thorns. Down to the bone, the gray turns to black. The soul of the shepherd exposed. Ruin. Lay the cities in ruin. Let the lifeblood envelop the sea. In crimson and chaos, we are reborn into suffering. So, you know, you start off here like, it's whatever, it's generic, right? There's nothing really sticking out there. Salt wound. Every night is a night that I wish would end. Salt wound. Every fight is a fight that I cannot win. The hook is God is a lie and man is a failure. God is a lie and man is a failure. I want to reach out, but there's a disconnect between the ones we love and the ones we neglect. The line's gone dead, but the receiver's tone beats the silence. No operator, just hardwired to a world of violence. All I ever wanted was the truth, that the hell in me is the hell in you.
Wait.
Hell in me is the hell in you. Set this smile over to you. This is the entire reason why we went through this one, Jordan, just so we could do that little bit of Smashing Pumpkin shit. The breakdown here. Here's the fucking truth. Some people should just fucking die. Stop pretending that's wrong. Stop pretending it's a lie. Sometimes people should just fucking die. You know what? I can't argue with that one, man.
Bidding facts.
Yeah. So there you go. That's a Salt Wound by Fit for an Autopsy there. Can I do one more quick Fit for an Autopsy song?
Yeah.
Unloved. This is a fairly recent one. It says, I never cast the first stone, but I'm buried in rubble. The weight of a wretched world is enough to make any man crumble. Oh, I never asked for forgiveness, so I am given no end in my struggle. A failure of flesh, lay my soul to rest. By the bitter blood, I remain unloved. Unloved, unloved. By the bitter blood, I remain unloved. All that is low will always linger beneath the surface of callous skin. So go ahead and point your fucking finger, but you should know that I am what I've always been. Unloved, unloved. By the bitter blood, I remain unloved. And here's the breakdown. Hate is the only gift from God. Unloved, unloved by the bitter blood, I remain unloved. What do you think about that one?
I feel like I'm back in college at the open mic night in the coffee house on campus.
you should go. You should pick something here that is not fit for an autopsy.
We can go with an inexplicably still popular band that's been going for many years, Whitechapel.
Ah, yes. The last time I checked in on Whitechapel, they had done their Saucy Jack concept record about Jack the Ripper years ago. And then their vocalist had his own line of vape juice.
Well, he's not alone in that. That seems to be a growing thing among bands to attach their names to. They have a song called Section 8, which I can only assume is about the importance of giving housing to those less fortunate who cannot afford it with the increasing prices of housing.
Yeah, public housing should be a huge priority for, you know, any administration right now. So good. I'm glad that people are talking about this.
We are nothing. Fuck your lives. I hate everyone. Look through the eyes of a madman. The skeletons in your closet have rotten to the bone. Well, yes, they're skeletons.
Yeah, man. It's like the one line so far that isn't a cliche. He tried to like art up a little bit and he fucked it up immediately.
They're your family, your loved ones. They're never coming home. This world will rot from the inside out. This world will rot from the inside out. From the inside out.
From the
From the
inside
inside
out.
out. Two trailer park girls go around the outside. We all have created the evil that worships our souls.
Ah, yes, I love that we have all created the evil that worships your souls. That's my favorite thing that happens.
I am no exception. We all have hidden agendas we claim don't exist. You are no exception. How many times will it take to open your eyes to reality's flaws? How many minds will it take to rot away and shut the system down? Now, society's future cries can be heard in present day, and your ancestors are turning in their fucking graves. We are nothing, we are worthless. Medicate your brain to eliminate all the hate you create. We are nothing, we are worthless. This will be the day we all meet our fate and forever decay. I am already dead, I am already forgotten. Until the day comes that I'm proven wrong, I will wither away with the rest of you. We have made us this way. We have become worthless. We are nothing.
I know that these guys like to say, when I'm writing the song, I try to imagine myself as like this one he's a psychopath, this one he's a sociopath, this one he's a murderer, this one's a killer, this one's a rapist or whatever. It's just wild that when they try to get in the mindset of all these people, they all end up with the same variety of lyrics. It's like, fuck the world, this world sucks, this world will be destroyed. Like, it's crazy that you've all imagined the same guy.
It's the whatever meme or the assumption now of how like nu metal vocalists were all like, oh my God, I'm so crazy, I'm about to lose it.
Yeah.
But that's what like all these songs are.
Exact same shit. Really pathetic. Okay. Let's move on a little bit here. Boy, do I have a lot of bad songs here. Okay. This one, earlier I talked about how we have I'm a ride or die motherfucker, and then we have way too elaborate medieval lyrics. Those are the two kinds of things we got. Let's see one from the latter, if that's okay. This is a song called Crucifilth from an album called The Elysian Grand of All Gallarak by Infant Annihilator.
That sounds like an album that Dimmu Borgir gave up on.
Legitimately, yes.
Now, Infant Annihilator, if you like just Google their name, the things that come up immediately are like, is Infant Annihilator satire? Is Infant Annihilator serious?
Well, because and I chose this one specifically because it is not overtly about raping infants the way that a lot of their lyrics are. I'm not even joking a little bit when I say that a ton of their lyrics are about that specific type thing. So I don't know what you want to do with that. I'm sure that they have a good reason for whatever, some kind of social point of view. It does not come across anywhere.
And the thing about all that is, there's any number, and if you're old enough to remember the MySpace days, and it's on Bandcamp plenty, there's tons of bands that do this,
Yes.
whether it is to be edgy
Yes.
or it's funny or satirical, whatever you want to call it. They put out like one album, and like you never hear of them again. And Infant Annihilator has been around for a while.
Yeah.
So at some point, like, doesn't it stop being satire if you keep doing this and like you go out on tour?
I don't know. None of this appeals to me. This band sucks to me. I'm sure they don't suck to other people, but they suck shit to me. Just, I'm here as a scene tourist. I'm here to report what I found. Just the facts. Here we go. Crucifilth. And again, imagine all of these lyrics, obviously spoken in a way that they're, understandable to you when you're listening to the song. Hysteria possesses the population as the vortex consumes the clouds. The catalyst of the conjuration opens a doorway to our realm. Emerge from the bowels of the ethereal pathway, a labyrinthian hell, projecting a bellow that quakes the gallows. He came with an open hand of misery, eternal doom. O great Pharaoh of suffering, the siren's silence behind the harmony of slaughter, a symphony of butchery, an orchestration of annihilation. Feasting the newborn meat, a sloppy, sadistic supper straight from the womb, the cattle of the religious farm. Oh, it eases the sadomasochistic seizures, slurping up the embryos as we fuck the cunts they came from. The sanity in this world withers away as the chaotic reality illuminates. Kingdoms crumble under exponential rape. Pray, please pray. I want to see your face as your children gape while my minions build a shrine of infant remains. Crucifilth, skin your child before the cross. Pray to me, fear the cock of your master. The servant offspring you keep pushing, you must stop you from reproducing. Every woman and child sentenced to death by crucifixion while religious leaders watch and suffocate on their excrement. I, the father of infanticide, I, the necrotic behemoth, reconstructing my necropolis. Erect as I watch generations fall to their knees, sipping on my concoction of sacramental youth, the virgin blood of newborn nutrients, seek the new holy virgin carrying the incarnation of Christ. Bastard child, I must plant the seed of impurity, another son to cast from heaven, soiling his divinity, another spawn to fear, the one to inherit my throne once I've wiped this world clean of sin. As we're going through that, I just like to imagine this guy keeping all of his lyrics on, straight on stage. You know, he's like, was it the plant the seed of impurity or of impunity, as I'm saying?
I think that's it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the lyrics are because you're just making the Urgle noises and you hope people look up the lyrics so you can see how smart you are.
I mean, I guess so. I think it's one of those things where, like, I want you to think I'm smart, but I also want you to think I'm fucking twisted and crazy, man.
But also making a point, but also being funny, but also being clever, but
Yeah.
not being too serious, but being a little bit serious.
This man sucks shit, dude. Like, if I wanted to listen to, like, twisted, crazy lyrics, I would listen to any of the original old school death metal bands.
I would listen to a little band called Coal Chamber.
Yeah, or I don't know, man. I feel like Cannibal Corpse might have had some of this covered
Yeah.
years ago.
It's been done.
Yeah, you mop up Chris Barnes' jizz, dude. Come on. Anyway, what do you think about all that?
Whatever. Whatever point you're trying to make is just swallowed up with the general weirdness, grossness, and intentional offensiveness of it all, and it's burped out, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, pretty much. What do you got?
We could talk about a band that used to be deathcore and is now like headlining festivals as some crummy like hard rock whatever band.
Get more specific here.
Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah, I'd assume most younger fans now don't even know that they used to do this sort of thing. But that's all I know about them.
Yeah,
Just.
no. I don't care about like them trying to do whatever Deftone shit they're on right now.
They will forever be the swoopy haired, bad tattooed deathcore guys to me.
Yeah, just like Deftones will forever be a fucking nu metal band
Yeah, no
to
matter how much you try to change it, we all heard My Own Summer.
Yep. Shove it, shove it, shove it.
Off their album Count Your Blessings, and according to the Genius website, Hot Topic Edition,
Ooh.
the song Pray for Plagues, Fly. She starts her new diet of liquor and dick. Just like Hollywood, but laced and sick. The sun goes down, and so does she. The sun goes down, and so does she. Sold out the love that she had with the cut of a throat, drinks all around on her before she strolls to the moat. The
What?
sun goes down, and so does she. The sun goes down, and so does she. Oh, cry. Count your fucking blessings. Come on, count your blessings. 'Cause I'm counting every lie, count your blessings. 'Cause I'm counting every lie, counting every lie. Christ, I'm asking you for just one thing. I'm asking you for just one thing. Eradicate this disease. Close your eyes, pray for plagues. O Lord, cleanse this earth and bring upon our doomsday. Oh, close your eyes, pray for plagues, cleanse this earth, and bring doomsday. Back to the liquor and dick line. So clap your hands to the sound of every firstborn dying now.
Okay.
Watch the rivers flow with blood. Death will stand where life once stood. So clap your hands to the sound of every firstborn dying now. Watch the rivers turn to blood. Death will stand where life once stood. Oh, God, keep going with this. Close your eyes, pray for plagues, cleanse this earth, bring our doomsday. And are you ready for the outro?
Let's do it.
You're not ready for the outro because I'm not ready for it. Come on my face.
Oh my God. I love that these guys cannot maintain a story or a theme or a tone for 10 fucking seconds.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the song is trying to say. I mean,
I mean,
beyond
I hate women,
misogyny.
but I hate women, but also like I'm deep. Like, sure thing, pal.
And that band is super popular to this day.
Yeah, they really are. It's crazy. You people have no fucking taste. Huh. All right. I don't know what to make of that, but it sucks a lot. And now every time that I see this band like topping some festival bill, I'm just gonna remember, oh yeah, it's the Come On My Face band.
That's how we should introduce them to everyone.
Absolutely, definitely.
Like if you have a coworker who's like, "Oh yeah, my kid really likes heavy metal. Have you heard of this band?" You're like, "Oh, the Come On My Face band."
Ah, yeah, the Come On My Face band. Love them. Let's move quickly here. I got one more that I'll do, if that's all right. This is AWOL by Spite. Spite have a number of songs that I could not decide which one to do here because they all suck. This is the one I went with for no other reason than I liked it. I'm not your friend. It's just me. Not here for the hangs or the good times. There is so much work to be done. And my concern lies with none of you. It's just me, just me. And that's how it's supposed to be. You're old news, old news. Old tunes, old tunes. Not gonna follow your made-up shit rules, so go loose. Where the hell is the ethic? This has never been a joke to me. Respect until disrespected. Put my enemies in the ground, ridding all reputations. Live and die by the anvil scream. Hard work speaks plenty itself. Once the mic's in my hands, you're all fucking doomed. You're all doomed. They say it's not a competition. So why is there a knife at my throat? Your failure is a decision. Someone's got to stay on top of that, and that fucker is me. Just me. That's how it's supposed to be. You're old news. I make my own damn rules. So to hell with you. Fuck you. You can dish it out, but can't take it, poor you. Someone's got to stay on top of this shit show, and I will make sure that motherfucker is me. Kill them all. Kill them all. This is an execution. Put them in the fucking ground. This is an execution. People are fucking disposable. I've said it before. This is survival of the fittest. Long live the Spite fucking cult, motherfucker. I apologize for mastering my craft. My mistake for putting all your jobs at stake. Must be hard always being someone's bitch. Remember your false entitlement when you open my stage. I have no boss. No one runs my show. Mind over you, myself over you lame ass motherfuckers. Stick your fat nose at me. I'll shove it up your fucking skull. Know your fucking place. I gotta say, this is the cuntiest song I've ever heard in my life.
So aggrieved.
Just really, really bitchy, really, really over the top. Real prima donna shit. Love it.
A lot of the songs are, it's everyone else's fault, and I'm real mad about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck you, I won't go to therapy.
I love that the guy says that he has mastered his craft in this shit ass song. That's a pretty bold claim, motherfucker.
Isn't earlier in the songs like I have a lot of work to do? And I'm like, well, what work?
This, if I'm not mistaken, your job here is to hurgle and gurgle a little bit and then DM 17-year-olds. Anyway, that's spite for you. So, do you want to close this out, Jordan?
I'll just run through a couple more.
Okay.
And these two are specifically for one person, Roldor Athus, with Hunt the Dinosaur, his favorite band.
Oh my fucking God. Okay.
I'll do two quick ones off their album, Dankosaurus.
Okay, I gotta admit that is pretty funny.
Crushing microphones since the day I was born. I used to sit in class and dream about the day I would perform on stage in front of people that thought that my shit was the real, while they just nod and bob their head to feel the feel. Cream of the crop, I will stay at the top, removing every thought of hope. No one can hang with the shit that I bring. I will fuck you up, dude. That is no joke. The shit goes harder than diamonds. I'm not lying. I'm just frying my fucking brain out of my skull with the drugs that I'm buying. So high, motherfucker. I feel like I am flying. Staying at the top, being the best is gratifying. Yes, it is. Lock your doors, hide your shit, because I'm coming for your property. Which I just want to point out is an odd thing to do because he's saying he's buying his drugs.
Yes.
So I guess he's stealing things and then pawning it and using the money to buy drugs.
That's kind of dope. Yeah.
So he doesn't steal the drugs, he buys them.
Well, you gotta respect your dealer.
I manifested a crazy motherfucker inside of me. The medicine won't suppress the madness inside of me. I'll show society how loony a fucking white boy can be. I think the majority of us can agree
We
that
love it.
anything I do will be crazy like Scientology.
Oh my God. Oh
Fuck
my
you,
God.
I'm just doing me. So hate me all you want. I'm gonna reach the top. And when I do that, there will be no handouts because you were never there for me. So why should I be generous towards a punk ass bitch?
Fair question.
Punk ass motherfucker. I am the cream of the crop. I will stay at the top, removing every thought of hope. No one can hang with the shit that I bring. I will fuck you up, dude. That is no joke. The best of the best. Get up on my level. Bitch. I was born to wreck this shit, conceived into greatness. Get up on my level, bitch. Get up on my level, bitch. Get up on my level, bitch.
Let's see. So it's clear to me that Hunt the Dinosaur is angling for that crazy ass white boy angle that, say, like Attila is known for.
Yes, it is very much in line with Attila. And I will read you the lyrics. It's very short for the song DTF. What do you think that's about?
Down to follow Christ.
Pussy, give it to me. Bitch, I need it. Sit up on my dick, bitch. Bounce on that shit. Fuck me. Good. Girl, you're so divine. I want to make you mine.
Is that the
That's
whole song
it.
there? All
That's
right.
it.
Well, I gotta say props for brevity. He got what he wanted to get across there, and he didn't do a whole bunch of spirits crawling on the inside of my skull horse shit that every other band has done.
As they said in The Simpsons, brevity is wit.
Exactly.
So we can finish up one of two ways. We can do Attila lyrics, or we can do Slaughter to Prevail.
Oh boy. I feel like we all know what Attila is. It's a known quantity. Franz, his day and the sun is over. He is a fat, bloated fucking alcoholic who is dying. So let's talk about the one that's on the come up right now. The guy that has had to cover up his Nazi tattoos so that Ash of Sumerian and Jamie Joss a good partner to help him tour the United States.
Yes, these bad people are going out of their way to help Slaughter to Prevail when they do not need to.
What do you got for us, Jordan?
Well, you sent me one song and I have one song.
It's up to you, man. Like, I think they are both very bad songs, so it's up to you which one you want to go with.
Screw it. We'll do both.
All right.
Song 1984.
Oh boy,
And
that's just not going to be. That's a bad
you
start.
know what you're getting. And
Yeah.
yes, English is not their first language.
But you know what? It's not an excuse because I've seen lots of people who don't speak English as a first language write incredible things. Fucking
Right.
Nabokov didn't speak English. Anyway.
What if it's about you? What if these tears are shred? I'll start again. What if it's about you? What if these tears are shed at your house too? You will smear the shit on the white walls in your own house with your fam. Conscience is dead. I see the marching troops. Hurts, but I see friends there. Have no face, have no fate. Can't figure out you're dumb or what.
Ooh, fair question.
Death and pain trails behind the crowd. What is it all about? Please stop the violence. Please stop the bloodshed on earth. Look into the eyes of children who are scared and remember yourself. Please stop the violence. Please stop the bloodshed on earth. My brother, anger will live in memory. Anger will live and prevail.
Is it wait, stop the violence, stop the blood. Isn't this whole guy's thing that he believes in like martial supremacy and like guns and violence and being tougher and stronger than everybody else? Isn't that his whole fucking thing?
The band is called Slaughter to Prevail.
Like, I'm familiar enough with this guy's shtick that I can tell you that you are full of shit right now.
Yes, you are not a person of peace.
Yeah.
Pretend you are not guilty. Pretend you don't see this shit. Pretend this is not your war. Pretend fuck. War. Their eyes are damned. Their faith is crucified. War. Their tongue is stone. Their tongue is dead. War. The son of a bitch will stick a knife in your back. Ascend adaption. 1984, 1984. You woke up and saw a funnel instead of a home. You woke up and saw a funnel instead of a home.
Of
Ascend
course.
adaption. 1984, 1984. You woke up and saw a funnel instead of a home. And your anger will never leave you alone. You just need to find someone to blame.
I see.
Choruses and bridges, and ends with anger will live in memory, anger will live in memory, anger will live in memory, anger will live and prevail.
I know that this sounded like a bunch of words slapped together with 1984 thrown in there. And I want to say that he is presenting a very accurate depiction of what goes through the average conservative's mind when they try to tell you what 1984 is about.
I read 1984. I don't quite recall any of that happening in the book.
No, they never read it, so it doesn't matter. It's fucking 1984 all over again, God damn it.
Reading is for dildos, Slaughter to
It's
Prevail.
here we go.
And we can finish this off with their song Baba Yaga. Now,
Sorry,
most.
I'm sorry. Can I just read one comment from the 1984
Oh,
song?
yeah, go ahead.
Lumiko comments, for everyone wondering about the title, it's a reference to the dystopian novel 1984 by George Orwell, with topics like propaganda, wars, and indoctrination. Thanks, Lumiko.
Oh.
Now it makes sense.
I mean, they say war in the song, so it's clearly about 1984.
Clearly.
So the song Baba Yaga, and most of this is in Russian, so I'll just read the English. Blood we drunk, flesh we ate. That was a core of the innocent hate. Blood we drunk, flesh we ate. Love through the pain, nothing but fate.
I see.
And then there's a lot of Russian, followed by, all right, let's talk, bitch. What and who makes the person pay? You have a problem, boy. Pay up, bitch. Baba Yaga, zatsoboy, idiot. You better run, 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 run. What and who make the person dead? You have a problem, boy? Pay up, bitch. Baba Yaga, Zaza boy, idiot. You are fucked. Enjoy. I can't stand your promises and words. I'm done and sick. Let's play hide and seek. And I can't stand your promises and words. I'm done and sick. I feel all this shit. And then there's lots of Russian with some English sprinkled in.
No, I realize that the Baba Yaga is like a traditional Russian myth, but I feel fairly confident when I say that he is talking specifically about John Wick.
Yes. I
Because
mean,
he.
perhaps the Russian, we are not native speakers.
Well,
Maybe
yeah.
there's some intricate Baba Yaga lore in there,
Oh, yeah,
but
I'm sure. Absolutely. For sure, dude.
there's
Anyway.
a comment.
Yeah, what's the comment?
Baba Yaga is a creature of Russian folklore described as a hag living in the woods. Her tales were used to teach children respect for nature, as well as a way to scare misbehaving children, as she was said to kidnap and eat children. Alex Terrible puts himself in the role of Baba Yaga,
Of course he
saying
does.
that he is coming for the listener and that they should run as fast as they can.
I have never been more sure that a man is 5'2" in my life. Anyway, this guy sucks. His band sucks. Even if you had a proper command of the English language, it would still suck. This is not going to change anything.
There ain't much there, and if there was, it would probably be very bad.
Well, did we learn anything here?
I think it confirmed a lot of biases about what we think about people who are involved in deathcore.
Absolutely. I feel more entrenched, which is good. If anybody out there, for some reason you were like, I don't know about this whole deathcore thing, but I don't have enough evidence to really do anything about it. Well, yeah, just I guess listen to this episode. There you go.
And a lot of those were like the more popular bands of the genre. We're
Oh
not even
yeah.
digging into like your local idiots.
Yeah. I mean, like we left out some of the ones that, everybody knows or whatever, but like this is the big ones.
Yeah,
And
like due to
it's.
time constraints, we didn't do like Carnifex or Veil of Maya or whatever. They're out there. They're just as dumb.
Yeah, and we did have those tabs open, by the way. We could do more if we wanted to. So that is a threat, by the way. If you like this show and you want more of it, I cannot recommend enough going over to patreon.com/toilet of hell and giving us money so that you can get more episodes plus very special playlists that I make just for you. This last month, I spent like 3 days making the playlists and time stamping it because there's 170 songs within 1 hour and 2 minutes. Really, really good stuff over there. Give us money, give us money, give us money.
So that comes out to like pennies per song for signing up for the Patreon.
It's worth noting that when I say songs, it's pretty much in quotation marks here. These are songs by the barest indicator.
5 to 30 second songs.
Yep, that's all they are. But you know what? There's some jammies in there. We got bonus episodes over there that are pretty good. We also have a Discord. If you want access to that, let us know. We'll help you get in there to talk with all the other chuckleheads. What else, Jordan?
On Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Twitter. We're never calling it X, shut up. You can email us at toiletofhell@gmail.com, toiletofhellradio@gmail.com. We still have a few shirts and stickers left for now. If you want them, just send us an email and we'll get that all sorted out. And that's about it.
Yep. We'll see you next time then.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.